praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel passage is taken from the Lord's ascension into heaven. And what the last words he gave them, go and preach, go in here, go out into the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. Go out and preach, go out and make disciples of all nations. Go out. And so it was for the saint of our day, Saint Anthony, commonly known as Saint Anthony of Padua. But in reality, he was from Lisbon, Portugal. He wasn't originally, he was a canon regular and was serving at his monastery in Lisbon when the first proto-martyrs of the Franciscan order passed through en route to Morocco. They had just passed through Spain, and now they passed through and visited his monastery, and he met them. Now, by this time, he was already a priest when as a canon regular. They then went on to Morocco and were martyred, and the remains were brought back, in fact, buried originally on the property of his monastery, or on the mountainside near his monastery. Having seen the remains, this aroused in him the desire also for martyrdom, to go out, to bring the truth to everyone. But God had other plans for him. He actually said he got leave from his order. He got to leave the order. He entered the Franciscans and then set sail. But his ship was thrown off course, and he wound up in Italy. And his first assignment in Italy was in Padua. That's why he's known as Saint Anthony of Padua. Unknown to anyone, just what a mind he had yet. His first assignment in his friary in Padua was as cook. It wasn't until not long afterwards he was taken along by the superior of the friary to an ordination. And as the will of God would have it, he was asked at the last minute to preach the homily. And he went up and gave this long discourse by memory, without notes, quoted almost entirely from scriptures, but he gave a wonderful discourse. And this is how it was discovered, how well he knew scriptures and knew his theology and what a preacher he was. And that became the rest of his work then for the rest of his short life. He was only in his 30s, I think, when he died. He didn't live very long, but certainly did much work and much good. Working also many miracles. He became known as a wonder worker. And became the first professor of theology in the order. But he had it all here because of his closeness to God throughout his life and to our Most Blessed Mother, and was a wonderful preacher, itinerant preacher, preached throughout northern Italy and France. And so all of these things we see listed here in this gospel, that it's all these signs that accompany the disciples as they left our Lord. They accompany St. Anthony as well. And I'll conclude with one episode of one miracle that he worked. It's a very prominent one, where he was preaching in a town and the mayor, who was an atheist or fallen away, was rebuking him, etc. And so the saint gave him a challenge. He said, let's take two donkeys. We'll not feed them for 2 or 3 days. And we'll go into the plaza the third day. You place a bale of hay in front of you. I will place the Blessed Sacrament in front of me. We'll place the donkey in the middle, and we'll see where he goes. So they placed the donkey. They did it exactly. And when the saint held up the Blessed Sacrament, the donkey immediately went to the Blessed Sacrament and bowed down to him. Reverenced the Blessed Sacrament. It converted the mayor and all the people. And there are many such examples of such miracles. The truth. Hear the truth in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, even recognized by a donkey, by an animal. The truth, and that's what he spread. That's what he said. That's what he, of course, he was well prepared, but he did it. And with the many workers, many miracles and signs that accompanied him, because he was able to do so many things. In any case, if that's the thing. We must seek the truth, and there's only one. And God himself, our Lord himself has told us, he is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us seek him always, always. And there we will find, and there only will we find peace and happiness that will last eternal. Because only God is eternal. There only do we find the truth. Praise be Jesus and Mary. No.